We are back for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. How are you today, Sammy?
I'm great. Just great. How are you?
I am doing well. And we are going to do a little radio traveling here today.
Oh,
we're
going
to go
mercy.
Down south. We're going to go back to New Orleans.
Oh, anybody's heard my show before. And when Paul and I did it, we've talked about New Orleans. Mike and I just sat here an hour talking about our New Orleans experiences. There's no food in the world like New Orleans.
No.
You know, it's a food city.
It is. If you are a foodie at all, if you enjoy sitting down at a table trying new things, New Orleans is the place for you.
You know, it's so varied. I mean, you have, obviously, the restaurants have steaks like everywhere else. It's Creole, it's Cajun, there's French food. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's plain things, you know, red beans and rice. They always said that on Monday morning while Mama did her wash in New Orleans, the Cajun, the Creole, Arcadian, that she cooked red beans and rice. You put them on to cook, and that's what they had for supper on Monday night. And I love red beans and rice. And, you know, we eat beans here all the time, dried beans and cornbread and fried potatoes. But I never ate red beans and rice until I went to New Orleans.
And red beans and rice varies from place to place. It can be very spicy. It can be very plain.
It can be very plain. And some of it has tasso in it, which is a Cajun ham, I guess it's the Creole or Cajun variety of our country ham. It's a really spiced ham. Tasso, and I've got a recipe here that calls for tasso, but you can use ham in place of it. And some of it has, you know, sausages. It has andouille, but you can also, I have eaten it where people made it here after we went to New Orleans, and just use smoked sausage from the grocery.
Sure.
You know, kielbasa or something like that in it. And, you know, like onions in it, and it's just a very tasty dish.
It is.
It's very economical. And, you know, you can buy canned red beans or you can cook your beans. And really, there is a brand called Camellia that are dried red beans, which are really the authentic one. But any place you can get a small dried red bean and cook them if you want to cook them, or you can buy the canned ones.
Sure.
You know, and you all know I'm a easy cook. That's the way.
There you go. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we have today to share with the folks?
We're going to start off with Mardi Gras coleslaw.
Okay.
Which is good with those red beans and rice. You know, coleslaw with beans is just, well, I like coleslaw anyway. But this is a little more Cajun-y than we make. 1.5 pounds thinly shredded green cabbage and 0.5 pound thinly shredded purple cabbage. You know, you can do these whatever proportions you want to. The red really makes it pretty. And that's probably the reason they call it Mardi Gras, is because of your colors. Mardi Gras is a little colorful. And then you use 1/4 pound grated carrot. And, you know, I don't have a scales and don't weigh. I just sort of use my own judgment on that. 1 cup of mayonnaise and 1/2 cup Creole mustard. And they do have that, maybe not here in Irvington or maybe Hardensburger, but in the Louisville groceries and in Kroger and a lot of places they have Creole mustard, which is kind of a spicy mustard with some of the seeds in it. 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon Tabasco sauce. I mean, that's up to you. If you like it, or you might add more. Chuck would probably add a tablespoon or two. You thinly shred the cabbage. You know, you do that with a processor, or you cut out the core and slice it. That's the way my mother always did it. She took it and cut them in quarters and took a sharp butcher knife and went down and shredded that away. Or, if you're really in a hurry, you can buy those sacks of already shredded. As I say, I'm easy. Place the shredded cabbage in a colander and rinse under cold water and then spin dry or spread on some toweling to remove excess water. You don't want a lot of water in it. A lot of times I will, after I've washed it, I'll just put it in a colander and let it sit in the sink while I'm doing something else and be sure it all drains up. I have a spinner, but that's stuck back in the cabinet behind tin pans, and I had to get down there and find it. You grate the carrot with a handheld grater and toss with the dry shredded cabbage. And as I say, you can buy that mix that does have the green and the red in it and your carrot already in it if you want to. And you combine the mayonnaise, Creole mustard, black pepper, white pepper, and Tabasco sauce and mix well. Combine the dressing with the cabbage and carrots in a large bowl and toss to mix. Cover and refrigerate for 4 hours before serving. The recipe says avoid pre-cut coleslaw mixes. It's often dried out and lacking in flavor. But if you look at your sack, you can tell if it's dried out. I'll give you credit for that because I think I can take credit. I can tell it's not. And I do cut my own some. I use a processor. And when I buy that pre-shredded, sometimes I run the processor because I like it a little finer.
It comes in the bag.
Yeah, and I have several people that eat with me that have some stomach trouble and they don't like the stringy. They like the fine. And they say if it's cut up fine, it doesn't bother them. But that's good with red beans and rice.
Okay.
And good with brown beans and cornbread or anything you want. And you can make it as spicy as you want to. You could add some other spices to that if you want the way. You can add more Tabasco. But it's a real little different slaw than I usually make. I usually make a little more mayonnaise and vinegar and a little cream and sugar for my dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little spicier and a little...
But sounds very good.
What about some spicy potato salad?
Let's do that.
Oh, I'm a potato salad fiend. I love it. I'm very picky about it.
Yes.
Nora makes wonderful potato salad. Lawrence Mattingly. I had a derby party a week or two ago. She, whenever she comes, she knows I like it. She makes a great big bowl of potato salad, and then she puts a little bit in a sour cream container, so I'll have some to keep. But I like that. But this is good, too. This is a little different potato salad, but it's good. 2.5 pounds small red new potatoes, 1/4 cup salt, 1/2 tablespoon cayenne pepper. The recipe calls for, and you can find that most places, too, a 3-ounce package of crab ball.
Okay.
And that's good. Or, you know, there's a Chesapeake Bay seasoning. If you can't get the crab ball, the Chesapeake seasoning, you see a lot of old Chesapeake Bay seasoning. You can use that. 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1 cup of celery chopped, 1/2 cup green onions chopped, 1/4 cup yellow mustard, 1/2 cup black pepper, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 4 hard-boiled eggs peeled and chopped. You know, mustard is used in a lot of Creole and Cajun cooking.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. You bring enough water to cover the potatoes and to boil in the stock pot with the salt, cayenne pepper, and that crab ball. As I say, you can use that Old Bay Chesapeake seasoning if you can't get that. But a lot of groceries have the crab ball anymore. The longer the spice package boils, the more intense the flavor. You get your water to a boil, and then you add your potatoes. You're going to flavor in that water before you put the potatoes in. Add the potatoes, cover, and cook until they're done. Dice about 25 minutes. Drain the potatoes and allow them to cool to room temperature. And you know, when I make potato salad, a lot of times I leave the skin on, but then a lot of times I pull it off after I've boiled them. So that's a matter of choice. If you like the small red new ones, leaving that skin on is not going to be a problem. I mean, you're going to like that. But if I have older potatoes, I boil them with the skins on because it makes the potato salad hold together better. But then I'll peel them as soon as they get cool enough I can handle them.
Yes.
Dice the potatoes, leaving the skin on. This is because you have the new ones. In a large bowl, combine all the remaining ingredients and mix well. Add the potatoes and mix well again. Cover the salad and refrigerate for 4 hours before serving. But I have to say, I have eaten in restaurants that had warm potato salad where they had just made it. Tastes pretty good right then.
I can see why it would.
Of course, the cook, you know, that's your prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
but that's really good, too. And that you don't want it with red beans and rice, but that's good with a lot of Cajun food and a lot of... Or it's just good on its own, ham sandwiches.
There you go.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
And then I got one more here. One more gumbo house restaurant. Gumbo was one of my favorite. The gumbo shop in New Orleans is one of my favorite restaurants. I think you've been there, too.
I have. It's very good.
They got it. It was the first place I ate in New Orleans. And as Mike and I were talking earlier, you know, we chat a lot. I think I ever had but one meal that wasn't really good in New Orleans. One time I was somewhere and I got a meal that wasn't, but on the whole. And I've eaten a lot of places and out toward Metairie and mm-hmm. different places and, you know, my mouth's watering.
A lot of people think when you start talking about going to New Orleans, a lot of people think that you're talking about Bourbon Street. There is much more to New Orleans than Bourbon Street.
Oh.
And you have to get out and you have to see the Garden District and you have to go down to Jackson Square and you have to get out and wander around a little bit. Just remember that it can be a dangerous city. You want to stay with a crowd. You don't want to wander off down dark alleys
by
yourself.
I've been numerous times, and I have to say, except for one time, which really had nothing to do with that, I've never been the least bit afraid there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been on Bourbon and walked up down Bourbon, but if you're there during regular hours, it's crowded. You're not likely to get in. It's pretty well policed,
mm-hmm.
too.
Absolutely. They have not only walking patrols, they have officers on scooters, they have officers on horses, and they even set up the little portable towers so that they have a view of the crowd up and down
right.
the street. They do a very good job of policing things, but no matter where you go, if you have a big enough crowd, there's going to be some knothead that's going to want to cause a problem.
I was there once when there was a problem. It wasn't particularly Bourbon Street. Well, mm-hmm. it was later. Anyway, I'll tell that's another story. I won't get off on that long tail. That'll be a whole show if I give that. Bourbon Street is the place that it doesn't smell very good, and it's got some unsavory looking characters and some unsavory shops around
Absolutely.
There. But the rest of it is Royal Street, most beautiful antiques. I mean, antiques that are museum quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I certainly wasn't buying any. Don and I were there once, and in the window, I think it's R-A-U, was, you know, the most famous stamp mistake is the one where the airplanes were printed upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a block of those in the window.
Wow.
Dom's quite a collector, and he said, I never thought I'd really see those ever. I think they have some maybe in the Smithsonian Museum, and I'm sure some tremendously wealthy stamp collectors have them. But he could not get over that. Gorgeous French furniture that was probably brought over for these plantations and things.
You can just imagine yourself walking into an antebellum home and seeing this furniture sitting there.
And those shops. I mean, just gorgeous stuff. Just beautiful. And, I mean, you know, in Royal Street, you don't feel the least bit... Well, you don't feel scary on Jackson Square, really.
No. Jackson Square, a lot of street performers, fortune tellers, you name it, they're all out there. And
I guess I have a picture that was a guy drew of Don and I.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to make me skinnier and younger. And Barbara and Teddy were with us. Barbara said, well, you told him that, and he did that for you, and I think he made me older and fatter. I've had some wonderful times in New Orleans. Café du Monde, the beignets, and...
Absolutely.
You know, Bloody Mary with a bean. Anyway, I got another gumbo shop recipe.
Let's go.
Barbara ordered this the first time that I ate it, and then I've made it. It's crawfish and pasta in tasso cream. A lot of the stores now do have frozen crawfish in them in mm-hmm. Louisville. Myers has it in several places, and I have bought them there. But you can use shrimp, which gives you really the same taste. It's a half a pound good quality dried pasta. You can use penne or rotini. 4 tablespoons of butter. 1/4 pound tasso, which I mentioned is a Creole Cajun cured ham, finely chopped. And I have had that because I have bought it various places. But also if you have country ham. And you probably could use a little... thick-cut, good-flavored bacon.
Okay.
It's giving it that little pork taste, or it adds a little salt to it. But country ham crumbs are good in it.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup of thinly sliced green onions, and you really want those, the whole thing. 2 teaspoons minced garlic. 2 cups heavy cream. 1 teaspoon pepper. 1/2 teaspoon cayenne. 1 teaspoon of salt. And 1/2 pound peeled crawfish tails. And as I say, Myers and various groceries have those frozen, and they're already peeled, and you just take them out and make it. I've made this a time or two when I wasn't anywhere to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I use shrimp.
Okay.
So you can use small shrimp, just small peel shrimp. You don't have to buy, you know, and shrimp have gotten so they're not near as high as they used to be. And you buy frozen shrimp, whether you go, when you go in a lot of places, I don't mean a fish market, but when you go in a lot of groceries that have shrimp out in a meat case, they've been frozen before they got there. So I really don't find a big loss of quality in good frozen shrimp.
Not really, no.
Anyway, here we go. You cook the pasta according to the package directions, being careful not to overcook. You want it al dente a little bit. Rinse in cold water and set aside. Melt your butter in a large skillet. Add the tasso and saute until lightly brown. Add the garlic and the green onions. Cook stirring for 1 minute. Add the cream, white pepper, cayenne pepper, and salt while stirring constantly. Bring to a boil and cook for about 2 minutes until slightly thickened. Add the crawfish tails. Return to a boil and cook for 1 minute. Now, your crawfish is already cooked when you've gotten it there. The shrimp I've used have been already cooked, too. But if they're not, you can boil them and put them in there. Add the pasta, mix in well, and cook until the pasta is heated through. Serve immediately in warmed plates or bowls. And that's good.
Sounds delicious.
It really is good. You can't eat too much of it because it is pretty rich.
But, yes.
But it is really, really good.
Okay.
So, anyway, how's that? You feel like you've been in New Orleans today, don't you?
I do, and we could stay for a while as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, me too. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, thank you for taking us down to New Orleans today.
Oh, good. We'll go. You know, I like Savannah and Charleston.
Absolutely.
I got recipes from those places, too. We'll have to travel some more.
We'll do it.
We'll have to take Nancy with us. She'd like that, too.
She would. Very much so. Well, that's going to wrap us for today.
Oh, never trust a skinny cook, especially one that doesn't cook with something that has 2 cups of heavy cream in it. Have a good week, people.